Thank you for calling Customer Service, Brother Jeff speaking. How may I help you?
I hope you can. Yes, my name is George Batruni. I received my statement from T-Bank, and the cause of charge I'm not familiar with at all.
May I have your zip code? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, 44124.
44124?
Correct.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Mr. George, will you verify your address for me, please?
140 Fox Hollow Drive, Mayfield Heights, Ohio.
Okay. Yes, sir. I located an account here for you, which was canceled back on, let's see here, 11/16. You had what it was an entry to a sweepstake. And that was fully refunded, as well as the 12/16 charge was fully refunded, sir.
What was the refund?
What was refunded?
Yeah.
It was a membership fee after you registered for that meal plan, after you did the survey. The survey automatically enrolled you into a meal plan, which once you did the survey to gain an entry to win either a Dyson vacuum cleaner or an iPad or iPhone or something like that.
And I understand. Now,
yes, sir.
I asked for them to refund me because I did not have any idea about this. And they said they will. Now, my bank statement came and dated on that the charge dated 12/9.
Yes, sir. The refund here is 12/16. Though the order date was 12/16. The refunded date is 12/21. So that would have been after your statement, sir. If you say your statement came on the 9th and you had that charge on there, it was done. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry, the statement yesterday. And the charge on my bill, $24.99, on 12/09.
I don't see 24.99. I see 49, and all I see here is 12/16. The only activity I have is from 12/16. I don't have anything 12/9.
Is that all in one super electron or something? You know,
Is that what,
the
sir?
Reference number is, let's see, 69512210.
No, that's not a reference. I wouldn't know about the reference number, how you would have it on your bank statement. But what I have here is that you did have two charges to come out from the entry that you placed on 12/15 when you entered into the sweepstake, which automatically put you into a meal plan subscription for $49.89. That was done on 12/15 and on 1/16. Hold on. Let me go back to your order. All this was created on 11/16. So
The amount credited. Well, how much is it?
Sir, you have two memberships taken out that was refunded back to you, $49.89 and $49.89.
I have one refund, $49.89.
You have one refund?
Yes. That was
It might be. It's going to be after your date and state based on what you just said to me. Because one was done, hold on, it's perhaps maybe going to show in your next billing, but let me double check for you, okay?
Thank you.
So, 11/16, you had a charge of $49.89. You said on 12/9, your statement come, and you had amount charged on there on 12-9. Is that correct? On your statement ending 12-9.
The statement date. Just a minute. Let me see if I can get it here. Should have a date. January 6th. It's from month statement December 7th.
Okay, sir. Your statement January, on. Go ahead.
That's the bank statement, December 7th to January 6th.
Okay, December 7th to January 6th. So on December 21st, you had a refund of $49.95. So somewhere in there, you should see a refund of $49.89.
I do see the $49.89 refunded on 12/21.
Okay, now the other refund, based on you said your statement stopped on January 6th. So the second refund, hold please. The second charge actually was done on my system to populate here. Hold on. So the second charge was done on 12. Let me back up here. My system's moving a little slowly, so please hold. So 12/16, you received. Hold on. So there was two charges. One was on 11/16 and one was on 12/16.
Yeah. Can I be sure that this charge will not show or reoccur, because I did not request that, and I don't want to be billed every day or every month.
Well, sir, if you were billed, if it had not been, you would have been billed on January 16th if there had been if it was still continuing. You had one 11/16 that was refunded. You had one on 12/16 that was refunded. And I do not see a charge for 1/16. The day is the 21st.
What is the business anyway? What is this, the charge for what?
So you signed up for entry to a survey in order to end an entry to a sweepstake to win a chance to win, rather, a Dyson vacuum cleaner or an iPad, something of the sort. So when you did, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, no, go ahead. I didn't want
something of the sort. With that being said, you were automatically enrolled into a meal plan, or automatically enrolled into a meal plan at that time. So what that does for you, based on the fact you were back from November, back from December, you was charged twice. Again, the 16th charge is not here. I was looking to see notated to make sure the count. Did you request that it be canceled?
Absolutely. That's why they gave me a refund.
Well, they could have given you a refund without, I'm thinking maybe it didn't get canceled as well. But I'm going to double check to make sure that it is. But here's the thing. You didn't get charged for January 16th. So there are no further charge. You would have had a January 16th charge. And here I do see the process canceled account, all info. Yeah, it was canceled. Oh. So you didn't receive 116. No, sir.
The account is canceled and I'm no longer enlisted and charged monthly, right?
So, sir, if you, the monthly fee would have been every 30 days and you had one on 11/16, 12/16, and you did not have one on 1/16.
Okay, so if I may ask you, please, remove my name totally. I did not really enter myself there, and that's why when we talked to them a month, 2 months ago, they gave me the credit, they gave me the refund, and now you're telling me there is a charge in January.
No, sir, I did not tell you there was a charge in January. That's not what I just said. I said you had a charge in November. You had a charge in December. There was not a charge in January.
So I only got one refund.
I see here that it's showing two refunds, sir. Now, whether it's in between your banking cycles or whenever, I don't know, but I do see two refunds here. One was done for the purchase that was done on 11/16, and one was done for the purchase on 12/16. Now, how it falls into your statement, I'm not sure. That depends on your statement cutoff dates.
But
you have been refunded. And you can contact your bank, and they'll see where it's been refunded twice. You have to talk to them about your statement dates. I don't have your statement dates.
I understand, ma'am. I appreciate you helping me and make me understand. So the second refund, what was the date on it?
You have, let's see here, Mr. George, the first, 11/16th charge was refunded on 12/21, okay?
Right, got that.
And then on 12/16th, hold on, waiting on my system to populate here. So on 12/16, charge of 49 was refunded. Let's see here. It said on 12/21 also, it was escalated to the fraud department and refunded. So both of those was done on 12/21, and that's reasonably so because the charge was 12/16 and 11/16, so the 12/21 would definitely fall into the date of doing both of them at the same time, 12/21. So the refunds was done on 12/21, the transactions took place on 11/16 and 12/16, and both refunds was done on 12/21.
Okay. Well, I see one refund only, which I appreciate that.
Well, you might see. Excuse me, go ahead.
My concern is I want my name to be removed and cancel whatever, took place. So I don't want to see a charge every month and then a refund. So I am not part of that. So could you remove my name totally?
So, sir, you have not been charged for January 16th, so apparently charges are not coming out anymore. The reason your name was listed here anyway, because you entered into the contest, correct? So would that happen, there was terms and conditions, and the terms and conditions stated before you was able to enter that you agree on those terms and conditions, and it automatically enrolls you into the meal plan. But because that was a lack of understanding on your part, our department call center here refunded both charges to you for that reason, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that, and I thank you for your time and kindness. You have a pleasant day.
Thank you, sir, for calling the call center. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.